And now I would like to give the floor to Ms. Ketevan Saragihisle for a very quick intervention. Minister of Justice, please.
Thank you, Your Excellency. I will just very briefly and quickly respond to three topics that were raised by Venezuela, Cuba, and Bahama. First of all, I'd like to underline that the prison overcrowd is not the issue for the Georgian penitentiary system. And the numbers are just self-telling because the full capacity of Georgian prison is 11,656. And as of today, we're just having 9,279 prisoners in Georgian penal system. As for the topic related to the child imprisonment, here we would like to underline that since 2015, when we introduced Juvenile Justice Code, we have put in place the entirely new philosophy of juvenile justice system. With this new approach, the application of non-custodial measures of children in conflict with law was made, default and criminal sanction, an exceptional rule. And here again, the numbers are the best demonstration. If you compare the numbers in 2012, we just had up to 130 prisoners, juvenile prisoners in penal system. And as of December last year, we're just having 39 convicted juveniles in Georgian penal institutions. And last but not least, it was highlighted some issues related to the cooperation with the Public Defender's Office and the Ministry of Justice. Your Excellencies, we'd like to highlight that there such kind of issue does not exist. And the best demonstration of the cooperation between the National Preventive Mechanism and the Public Defender Office, between the Ministry of Justice and the Special Penitentiary Service, is the active participation of the representatives of the PDO and of Ombudsman Office in the interagency councils, which is chaired by the Minister of Justice. And we have up to 20 this kind of councils, and they are very actively engaged. And also in 2020, in spite of the COVID-19 restrictions, they have visited the prisons 300 times. Thank you.
Thank you very much.